1800 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 26th of August. It is 7:21, 75 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Well, it's a new day today. Yeah, if it's anything like yesterday, it'll be a pretty busy one.
You had mentioned by text yesterday, we were talking about a couple of things on statistical sides of things yesterday morning, that it was COVID crazy. From your perspective here this week, what does COVID crazy entail, or at least what yesterday's list entailed?
Well, at the end of last week and then starting the beginning of this week, you know, we had one big thing that changed in our community. Emporia School started. And we have been fielding a lot of questions and, you know, working with the schools about their cases and what should be done. This is kind of uncharted territory for us. We're all learning as we go and what is appropriate response. But that has definitely kept us very busy at the office.
So you have been seeing numbers coming in from USD 253 as far as COVID numbers, Jennifer?
Well, yeah, we have. And in the general public, it's right now our cases are high. Our incident rates are high in Lyon County, which means we have positive cases out there. We have sick individuals. And, you know, those sick individuals have contacts. And when they're children or they're now, you know, college age or higher education age and they're going back to school, that creates more contacts than what we had during the summer.
How big of a, or how significant has the jump been here when what you're seeing with the data as far as either the raw data is concerned or the close contact side of things?
It's been very significant. We have, yesterday we probably reached the max load of contacts that we could handle in-house with our disease investigators and contact tracers. The decision was made to transfer close contact cases to KDHE. They have staff that is able to help monitor those close contacts, so the ones that are appropriate to be transferred to them, that's what we're starting to do right now. We have enough cases and enough close contacts associated with those positive cases that it is put us in our maximum workload.
I want to touch base on with something on along those lines, and it's looping back to last year when you had a significant level of close contacts that you were tracking, and you got the help of KDHE with the emergency management side of things. That's really the proclamation that's ended here a few months ago. How much help can you get from KDHE this time around versus when that emergency proclamation was in place last year?
So we're really hoping, and from all indications from KDHE, that the help with close contact monitoring and then hopefully in the future with disease investigation response, That is intact, and we are able to utilize KDHE. They have been working hard on ramping up their staff to be able to provide assistance to local health departments, and that's local health departments across the entire state. So we feel very fortunate that we are able to utilize that resource. Probably the one resource that we are not able to utilize right now and that are so, and sort of missing is the National Guard. They were very helpful in our testing lines, in helping with vaccination delivery. We were able to utilize that resource tremendously over the last year. And with that emergency declaration gone, we are not able to call in or utilize the National Guard at all.
Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Emergency Preparedness Director, joining us on a primetime newsmaker here. It is 7:26, 74 degrees. Back to contact tracing for just a moment, Jennifer. Before you handed some of this over to the KDHE, have you been receiving any better contact tracing cooperation from folks out there?
Yes and no. With the schools, definitely. They have been great partners from the very start of this pandemic. And, wow, they have some really fabulous, hardworking staff there. And we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without them at this point. So with the schools, absolutely, that system is in place and is working well. Now, with some general public, so, you know, people that are not associated with the school districts, we are still seeing some resistance. We're seeing people that are refusing to talk to us, hanging up on us. Actually, we have people that are very rude, and our contact tracers or disease investigators sometimes take verbal lashings, and that's just not appropriate, and it's not helpful. It doesn't help your community. It doesn't help the response. We would really encourage individuals to not, act like that if we call.
Understood. That kind of rolls into Tuesday afternoon's discussion on the social media policy and really comments that are taking place there. And obviously the decision was made to at least have the option of pulling comments from social media pages that are deemed to be inappropriate from a variety of positions. How long has this been a concern here for you, Jennifer, for public health? And really, how have things ratcheted up, I would say, over the last 2 months? Or has this really been consistent throughout the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, having a social media public commenting policy is really just best practice. And it's sort of the standard when you talk about social media pages. It did become apparent, recently in the last couple of months, that it was really needed at this time. I think public health in general has never had a disaster or a response or an emergency where social media has been used so frequently and sometimes the most favorable way that we're communicating with the public. So, yeah, it definitely, I think, was needed. And we really based our policy on the CDC's public commenting policy. They are, in the public health world. And, we wanted to make sure that we were following our industry standards. And I think that we want people to understand or really know that we're not, we want to err on free speech. We're not trying to limit people's opinions or being able to express their thoughts. We want them to know that this policy also helps protect them because it lets them know up front what type of speech is allowed and what isn't. We, in the entire time that we have been running this, public commenting on our Facebook page, we've only ever removed one comment, and that was somebody trying to solicit supplements. So it's not that we are trying to censor what our community, wants to express. It is that we just need to set some standards about what is allowed and what's appropriate and what isn't.
Jennifer, let's comment on the KDHE unveiling, the Kansas County COVID rankings that just came into play yesterday. They include vaccination rates, COVID cases, and testing numbers. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think this is a great tool. So it's going to be one of the many tools that public health, community members, our leaders, our elected officials can use to see where their county is faring in this COVID pandemic. So it ties together three main metrics or criteria. That's vaccination rates, our COVID-19 cases, and then the number of COVID-19 tests that we're giving out in our community. And we've known for a long time that those three metrics combined really kind of lets us know what's going on in a community, that we have to look at the entire picture of a community. We can't just look at one metric or one data point and understand how COVID-19 is affecting that community.
Well, in Lyon County right now is ranked 14, and these are ranked from 1 the best to 105 the worst. And overall, combining the three categories you just alluded to, Jennifer, Lyon County's ranked 14, so that's in the upper tier of positives. But if you look at the numbers, Lyon County is 14th in vaccination rate, so we're way up there you know, in comparison to other counties in Kansas, but not faring so well as far as current COVID-19 cases and testing. So it looks like the vaccination rate is weighted a little heavier than the cases and testing. Is that what you see?
I would say that's a pretty good observation. We know vaccination rates in communities really are one of the best strategies to fight the pandemic. So when you have high vaccination rates, your community fares better in COVID-19 spread. So we do have some work to do. As a public health person, when I looked at this and I saw our ranking as a county and the number of tests we're delivering, that and because we have high test positivity right now, we've had test positivity hovering around 20%. That tells me we're not doing enough testing. And so as a, you know, public health person, that then becomes a goal. So how do we move that? How do we get testing out there in our community to help us in this battle?
Jennifer Milburn joining us again here, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, as our Newsmaker segment continues here this Thursday morning. Jennifer, I know it's early yet, but has there been, on the vaccination side, any impact from Pfizer gaining that full FDA authorization here a couple of days ago, or is it going to take a little bit of time to determine just what that impact, if any, is?
I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I mean, we'll probably know here in the next couple of weeks if individuals are coming in because Pfizer got the full FDA approval. I really hope that it does communicate to our country and to the world the safety of these vaccines. And I really do hope that it makes people less hesitant, and those people that were kind of sitting there on the fence thinking, well, I just need to know that this is safe, that this is the message to them that it is, and that they will come in and get vaccinated.
Well, on a personal front, I just want to say that I have been made aware of more people that I know or know of that have either contracted COVID or have been in close contact with those who have contracted COVID here in the last 3 weeks than since this whole pandemic started. I don't know if, you know, the numbers exactly relate to that. You know, our numbers COVID-wise are not very good and not trending in a very positive direction. But, Jennifer, I mean, it just seems unsettling right now.
I agree. We are kind of feeling that, too, that we've diagnosed a lot of positive cases recently. And I do think there are a lot more positive cases out there that we are not diagnosing. We do hear in the public health office, you know, of gatherings or events that potentially could have caused spread. We have felt that. We've seen maybe some of those events that have happened in the county where people, we may know one or two positives associated with those events, but that we know that there are many more people that are positive or symptomatic that were tied to them that we can't link because we don't have cooperation from our community. So I think the message then is we are heavy in COVID-19 infections right now in Lyon County. So if you are a person that hasn't had COVID-19 or doesn't want to get COVID-19, then you really should be taking some precautions for yourself and your family. And we know what those mitigation strategies are, and they've been the same throughout this pandemic. You know, number one, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, now is the time. Two, if you are out in public, you really need to have a face covering on, a face mask. And then the rest of them are, let's create as much social distance as we can between people and make sure we're not forgetting about that hygiene, the personal hygiene, and making sure that we're covering our coughs, we're not going out when we're sick, and that we're getting tested if we have symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19. All of those measures will help us prevent future infections and will help limit the transmission that's going on in our community right now.
So, Jennifer, if we continue on this upward trend as far as especially the variant we're dealing with right now, do you think there would be a need to tighten mitigation procedures? And there are some businesses and government entities that are already doing that.
Yeah, I think the need is now. I think right now is the time to be looking at our mitigation strategies in our individual businesses, organizations, events, and making sure they are tight, making sure that they are appropriate for that event. And we know how to live with COVID now. When I talked to you a year ago, we weren't for sure about what were the most appropriate strategies to prevent spread, especially in large groups or confined spaces or in offices. We were still learning. Well, we now know. So the information is out there, and I really feel like our businesses, our event organizers, they have a responsibility to make sure that they protect the people that come to their workplaces, their businesses, their events.
Jennifer, on that front, though, I think it's clear that if that does come back into play and we have, you know, tighter measures on masking, we have the mass gathering limits coming back into play, there's a lot of division already in the community, and I think probably it's pretty clear that it's not going to go as well as it did last year. What do you have to say for folks that at this particular point in time are resistant, hesitant, or maybe outright hostile to what's taking place here as far as the mitigation side of things are concerned?
Well, hostility never solves anything. So being hostile, being verbally abusive to people, that is not how we solve problems like pandemics or any other problem. So we really shouldn't condone that type of behavior at all. I do think that the people that are really, really hesitant and maybe the ones that are hostile are the minority. I do think the majority of people in this community and throughout the country really understand what needs to be done. And I think they've been sort of the silent majority. They don't want to get involved in arguments or things that could turn hostile or petty. But I do think they're out there. And it's probably time to make sure that we are doing the right thing for our community members and for the rest of our populations, especially those that are vulnerable and can't protect themselves.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for all you do, all that your team does, Lyon County Public Health. And as always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and more stories here on the COVID-19 response coming here today and through the weekend on KVUE. Want to let you know that next